LOL.
OMG.
WTF.
FTW.
SMH.
IDK.
GTFO.
GTFO.
JK, JK. You're listening to the IRL Radio Podcast. It's radio in real life.
Three women.
Three women.
Three women.
Three radio stations.
Real stories. Real life.
No, you were in charge of the Facebook. Melanie's supposed to do the Twitter.
Facebook. I'm not alone. Oh. I said Instagram.
Wait, are we on?
I'm recording.
Well, we're on.
It's business. We're talking business. This happens, everybody.
So, Facebook is like our internal Facebook that I forget to log on to sometimes.
Yeah, I log on every day.
You're good about posting in there. I need to
get
better
about it. Yeah, but I stop. It's starting to annoy me. First, let's say hi to everybody, and then we'll talk about that. Go.
Okay.
Wait, pause. Somebody needs to turn off the headphones.
Yeah, I was going to use them, and never mind.
Oh, I was like, I think it's playing the radio station in those headphones.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't using them.
Wait, what did you say? What are we doing? I got distracted by the noise.
Hey!
I'm on time today.
We all are.
Yeah, we all are. We all walked in, mosey together, IRL, in real life. Your girl, La Loca.
Hi, I'm Melanie.
And it's Katie.
We're just ranting real quick about who's supposed to handle what with social media? Because now that we have the podcast that's on and popping, we have a couple of our episodes up. We got to make sure we interact with you guys via social media when we're not talking on air, on the podcast. So I'm in charge of Instagram, right?
No, I have Instagram.
Oh, your Instagram.
You have Facebook. Melanie has Twitter.
That's right.
I don't even know the password, but I need to get it so I can. I'll add it to my thing. To my account thingy, so I don't forget.
I'll tell you after this.
No.
Do you have a Hootsuite?
I have Hootsuite. I got...
Do you pay for that?
Hell no. I end up... No, but I'm paying for the one for Instagram.
Planoly?
No. What is it called? I forgot what it's
called. Latergram?
Huh?
Later or something?
No. This one, like, I don't have to go in there and push it myself. It goes by itself.
It's like a scheduler thing.
Huh?
Scheduler thingy?
It's a scheduler that helps me. Because sometimes, listen, everybody, don't think we have time to really be on our phones all day, every day posting. That's for the birds. I pick my Sundays. I get my pictures. I'll take some pictures randomly in places. And I post them up. You ain't going to catch. No, ma'am. No, I ain't got time.
I need to do that. The first time someone showed me one of those things, I was like, wait a minute. What? I don't have to actually physically stop what I'm doing. Because a lot of times I'm like, oh, my God, it's 6 o'clock here, but it's like 5 o'clock in Illinois. So I need to post now because that's when I get the most. And I should just do that.
Yeah, no, this is so much easier. And then sometimes you don't want to like let everybody know where you're at. So
oh, that's why I never post a lot of my stuff in real. Well, sometimes I do real time, but I'll like... back so I'm
most of the time I've waited like a day or two. Today I was like looking at pictures I hadn't posted in like 2 weeks, and I was like digging like 2 years ago trying to find a picture that I was like I feel good about this one.
I think I only do the like my scheduling ones like to promote some events that I got going on.
Well, that makes sense.
Or sometimes I just don't want people to know that I was at this place till later, or I don't want to because I'm contracted to only post about this one event. So I usually save, like if I went to this other place, the other company, like another boat ride.
I wait.
I'll post it like, oh, late post from like 3 weeks ago. And I'll post it later and I'll have it scheduled.
That makes sense.
So I know that it's up. Because sometimes, you guys don't understand it. But we're contracted to not sometimes post about anything. It's like artists. I don't know for you guys.
You're like a real life influencer though. Like Katie and I are
did you hit 10,000 followers? Yeah, I was looking the other day. I was like, damn, almost. She's close. You about to get that swipe up.
And my friend was like, why don't you just buy it? Nope.
No,
I'm not
don't
doing
do that.
It. It's going to come by itself or it's never going to come.
What I think is interesting though is that like sometimes I'm like, wait, how does this person have 30,000 followers and I get the same amount of engagement that they do? And I'm just like, did you?
Sometimes they're bought.
Yeah, that's so weird to me. Like, why would you not want authentic? Because I feel like people will realize that. It's like you get 30 likes on a post and you have like triple the amount of followers that I do.
Yeah. Well, no. And sometimes they'll have 30 and only get one like or two likes.
That's weird.
Or four likes. And a lot of times they buy it because companies... they don't care. They just want people who have high numbers because they end up being on the featured page. But when you realize that when you're paying this person $1,000 per post or $1,000 to come to your event and be there and nobody's following them there, not even one, you're going to be pissed at the end of it. And they're realizing it. So now not only can you buy followers, you could buy likes. You can buy comments.
What?
Yeah, you can buy all
so
of it.
Crazy.
It's price starts getting pricey. And
is that's it like why a Russian like, bot from one of those factories in Russia?
Hell yeah, they'll hit you in your DM and they'll be like, hey, if you want likes, if you want comments on this, pay like, is it like $5.
I've gotten people.
But per them. Per
I've
post.
Gotten people in my DMs. I'm like, no, you're somewhere like in Europe. I don't need you. Like, I need people in my city.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point
weird.
In that.
And
yeah.
if you go check on whoever commented, you see that there's like no pictures, no nothing
oh,
on
yeah.
there. So, you know, but they get business. Some people get business off of that. I prefer myself, which I had learned that there's micro marketing, which is you and me.
Micro
influencers. That's me. And that's how, you know, I stay making my money. And I don't make a lot of money. Don't get it twisted, everybody. I'm not on that Fashion Nova contract, even though I am wearing Fashion Nova today. I bought that on my own pocket. I'm not on those PR lists, but I do get money. From some people that see that I engage with my listeners, they engage with me, and my stuff are organic. It's not like everything says paid advertising. Those are natural stuff that I do, and so that's how I get locked into some stupid ass contract sometimes where I can't post about anything else but whatever I'm doing. I hate
get
it.
On your level.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. You both, but you are like yours has gone up a lot. I was looking both of yours the other day. I was like, dang, Locus is almost at 10,000. You're at like 5, aren't you?
Almost.
I just hit 1,800. It was really big.
Well, you're like what are you, a year into being?
A year and a half in,
yeah.
It takes forever.
It does. And you, like, my thing is that I want people following me who, like, actually know who I am, mm-hmm. who, like, are invested. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes when I was in Miami over the weekend, and when I'm, like, really active on my stories, everybody like sends me all these DMs, and my fiance was getting mad because he's like, who are you talking to at 4 o'clock in the morning? I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to answer my DMs. Like, my people, they want to talk to me. I got to talk to them.
I know. I try really hard to like getting in the habit now of answering people whenever they DM me, because I feel like they appreciate that. Like, even if they just say like, this is cute, or like, what happened to you or something, like, I always try to answer, because I feel like if you don't get in the habit of that now, it's going to be a pain in the ass later.
Yeah, so but not like, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's another
one. Well, we had just gotten back from the club. It was Miami.
Hell no. You got business hours, 8 to 5. Anything outside of that, you better be mom and dad. My mom's on Instagram now.
My mom's too.
Or family.
And so is my mom. Someone taught her how to view my stories, which are sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't know. She doesn't know I have a podcast yet because I haven't put it on Facebook. And I'm just waiting. Oh,
yeah. Facebook is when all of the family starts to come out.
I know. I haven't put it there because I'm like, I don't know if I need everybody in on that.
Yeah, no.
It would be great. We'd get a lot more listens, but I don't know if it's like good content for some of my family members.
Oh, well, let them join in. They could call in. We could have people on. We have people.
That would be fun. My mom's coming to visit in a couple months, so she could come in.
Yay! And my parents are coming next month. We'll have them on. Yeah, they'll be here on Tuesday next September 18th.
Oh my God.
I'll be flying back from Japan.
Oh, that's right. Well, we'll have them fill in for you.
That's gonna be
hilarious. No, that'll be fun.
It's a joke. No, my mom is I know my dad doesn't have a filter. And you know how
I can't imagine like where you got that.
Oh yeah, right. Spanish parents and their views on certain things can mess it up for me right now, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes they're like, theirs, yeah,
you know, like, and I can't tell my parents what to do. They're grown, but I, you know, I you no no.
Do your parents have accents?
Now, my dad has a major one.
Yeah. Oh. So my dad was so bad growing up. My friends would be like, "What the fuck is your dad saying?" I'm like, "He's saying da 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 da." Just because like I grown up, so I was used to him like and the gibberish of like trying to figure it out. Like, oh, he's just saying this. So like, oh, okay. Yeah, I had no idea that was what was coming out.
Yeah, people don't always, like, you guys, I guess, because we both have Latin parents, like, their English is the worst. Your mom's is good, though, right?
My grandfather was in the army, so they traveled a lot, but they're, like, my grandfather and my grandma are both Puerto Rican. They just grew up more, like, in the States. But my dad was, like, in Puerto Rico until he was 18. And then he moved to New York.
Your mom got horned straight out the can, boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Oh,
and,
gosh, stuff.
And Katie, your parents have an accent? A country one?
My dad has like a very...
Chicago?
No, not at all. No. Like, it's weird because in Illinois, yeah, like everybody from like Chicago area has got like a very nasally accent. But Illinois, like the entire state is big. It's like 8 hours like to drive from top to bottom. And the time you get to the South, it sounds like you were in the deep South. But my dad, yeah, has, he like, you loses the G on a lot of things. And he says there's certain things really weird. He says Missouri instead of Missouri. And I didn't know that when I was a kid that was weird. And I was like, well, my dad's in Missouri. And I still to this day get made fun of for saying that. For something I said when I was a freshman in high school. He would say washcloth instead of washcloth. He'd be like, throw it in the washer. And people would be like, what's the washer? So he's got like a little bit of a southern accent. My mom doesn't. She just sounds kind of like exactly like me, actually.
But you have an accent.
Do I still? It comes out more when I'm drinking. Like I, yeah, I don't know how I sound, but.
I think I just say y'all. That's like my from the South.
I started Florida. Saying y'all just like working in country y'all. Music and being around people from the South. It's just fun to say.
Hey, yeah. y'all. And whenever you think of country or the South, it's y'all. Y'all yeah. acting crazy around here. All right, that was the worst country accent. Yeah. But you know,
I was like, what?
I'm sorry, my Southern family members. Hey! But isn't it cute when our parents talk to us and it just brings happy, at least for me, it brings happiness when my father tries to speak English. I'm like, why don't you stop? You're too cute, but I love you.
Your dad is super cute.
My daddy's cute. And you know, everybody is trying to get me caught up in this building because I keep telling everybody my dad's coming and everybody said they seen my dad. They've even said it in front of Tinder. I've met her dad before. Why does she keep saying that he hasn't been here? My dad has not been in New York for the last 9 years. And I was sitting there and everybody kept saying, no, we met him. And I'm talking about everybody, Ken, Lashes, people in sales department. And I was like, no, my dad hasn't been here. And I was at home when this happened. And I said, I know who they're talking about. My ex-boyfriend's father came to visit here.
Oh, no.
And I was like, it was out of the blue. I was like, oh, I know who they think is my father. And he was like, who? I said, oh, man, I got to do the laundry in a couple minutes. Like, I tried to change it quick because I realized it was my ex's dad came here when I first moved back to New York to help him bring his stuff up here. I was like, you motherfuckers are trying to get me caught up. This
oh my
is some
God.
Foul-ish.
Right, that could have got you.
And I trouble. Know now Tinder, hi Tinder, I know you're listening, knows who I was talking about. Oops. But I mean, it was before him. What can I do?
Something similar happened to me last night. So we were like making a list of like addresses that we need. And I was looking at my aunt's last name. So I was just looking everybody up on Facebook. And I typed in her name and I just searched it. I didn't like automatically click on her name. And when I clicked on her name, photos that she's tagged me in came up. And oh, one no. of them was from Thanksgiving, like 5 years ago. And it was of me and my ex-boyfriend and Sam sitting there right next to me like, what's that? I'm like, oh my gosh, why isn't she deleted this? Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing.
Oh my God.
That's like those, there's just so many pictures I feel like that live on Facebook still that I've like completely forgotten exist. And you're like, oh my God.
Or do you have the app that comes, that gives you the memories from what you have on your Instagram or your Facebook?
Oh yeah.
Time Hop. Love that one.
Love it. I hate it sometimes because when I go to look at it and Tinder's sitting next to me, I forget how far back it goes. It shows not only my ex, but like, woohoo! Mistakes way before him. Oh, I was like, hail to the dough. But, it is what it is.
Melanie, how's wedding planning going? We need an update.
It's good. It's just like, it's just so much that I find myself like being very overwhelmed. And then last night we were going through the guest list because it's really expensive per person. So I'm like, why does this person need a plus one? They don't need a plus one. So it's just really tough doing that. And then we're trying to like make save the dates. And then we have to do hotel room blocks and flowers and photographers and videographers. And it's just like, it's a lot.
There's so many things.
Yeah.
I have a question. Did I ask you this before?
What?
Somebody was mad. Ooh. I was trying to remember. It was a conversation about a celeb who got mad that her, well, even the queen, whatever it is, in London, mm-hmm. Meghan Markle. But this one was recent. The ex was invited to the wedding. Oh, I know what it was. The girlfriend ended up stabbing her boyfriend because he invited the ex to the wedding. Would you let your man invite his ex?
What story are you talking about?
You just
said
the one.
You just said the queen and Meghan Markle.
Well, no,
and I was like,
Meghan
what?
Markle. Well, Meghan Markle had Harry's ex girlfriend was there, and then this other story I saw: this girl cut her boyfriend because he invited his ex girlfriend to the wedding. She was like, I don't want it to happen.
I feel like that's a conversation that if you're getting married and you want, if you have that sort of relationship with your ex. And the person that you're marrying understands that, then it's okay. But if you're not on the same page, it should never happen. like, why are you getting married then if you guys are like disagreeing and you want to bring your ex to the wedding? It really depends on the circumstances, because I know some people become really close with exes when, you know, they stop dating. But it's definitely a conversation that you should both be on the same page about.
I feel like that's something you shouldn't be angry about. Like, in a way, it kind of seems like, well, it's like, I'm going to invite my ex to the wedding. Like, I'm going to marry you and I want to make sure that they see it. Like, or you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's the last thing you should be worried about. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I guess there's just a lot of things that go into it.
But no, I
can't really think of any that.
Yeah, I don't give a damn if you guys are friends or not. This bitch ain't coming to my shit.
Yeah,
she's more uncomfortable for the bride.
Which they will.
But have you asked him? Like, I'm not trying to bring no rift between these two, because I know me and Tinder, I go through his, like, we make our list.
You go through his what?
His list. We make a list. We're not engaged.
Oh, your invite list.
If who's inviting who? There's this one particular person that I always tell him. I said, did you fuck her? Were you guys ever dating? Like, I don't play around. Have you asked him, like, who are these people that are coming to your wedding? Any of these girls coming?
Well,
who are they? Have you fucked them?
The thing is, I know most of them. And back in the beginning of the relationship, there were a couple that I was like, did you ever like hook up with this girl? Because she's like very touchy feely with you and I don't like it. And I feel there's this one in particular. But now I know that it was like just a friendly thing. And I feel like I'm talking way too much about this, and hopefully she doesn't know that it's her. But there was no, it was like just a friendly thing. She's just like one of those people that's very like, oh, Sam, yeah. Which I didn't like, but it's fine.
But now you guys are
good. She's coming to the wedding.
No, because one of my homegirls found out one of her, well, she didn't fuck the girl up or anything, but there was one girl that her husband, they're still married happily and everything. They slept with each other. And the day that they slept with each other, like the husband and the friend, they were still dating. Like, my friend was dating the guy, her husband. And this was like, I guess they were like, it wasn't a breakup, but they had just gotten over a breakup. She went to his house to go say what's up to him, you know, to go get something, whatever. And the best friend was in the house. That night, they slept together.
Are you sure this isn't an episode of Friends?
No, girl.
We were on a break.
Oh.
So I'm like, you know, she was in the house. And so the boyfriend came out, and that's when she was meeting the wife. So she came out behind the husband, and the husband was like, hey, this is my friend, such and such. This is my girlfriend, such and such. We're just going to go hang out. I'll talk to you later. You know, he told the wife, well, at that time they were girlfriend, but he told the wife, hey, I'm just, you know, she's over because we're going to go hang out with the fellas. You know, she's messing with this other, like, came up with this
extravagant
story. And she went to the wedding, and the wife found out. But she didn't do anything about it. She just was like, I can't believe this, but I still love him. It was a hot mess, but it was fabulous to watch.
Oh, my God. Stories, even stories about cheating just give me a pit in my stomach like that.
I know.
It just.
I think when you're younger, you don't think anything of it. I know that was kind of random. I really wish I could say names, but I can't. But it was good. But when you're younger, cheating is nothing. You don't think about it. But as an adult. When you care about the significant other, it's like you don't want to do none of that bad stuff anymore.
Yeah, and you just feel bad. Like, I don't know.
Have you ever cheated?
I like kissed a boy one time when I had a boyfriend, and so I felt really bad about it. Wouldn't be like, oh, that was cheating, but yeah.
You snitched on yourself?
No, I never told him. But no, I've been cheated on, I've been the cheater, and I've been the cheaty, which I'm least proud of.
Ooh.
Oh, girl, yeah, that happens. That was,
I've never been the cheaty.
I was in college.
Never been the cheaty?
No. I've never actively participated in being the other person, but I have been cheated on. And this one time, the only time that I guess was the cheater, was when I was dating this guy. It was like a summer fling, and it was my summer after I graduated college. And then I was moving to my first radio job. And so I was dating this guy, but it was like a summer thing. And then I moved, and then I met this other guy, and he was just like, I don't know, fun. But we just made out, and I felt so bad. And I broke up with the guy the next day. I was like, I'm sorry. I just can't. I'm too far, and I need to, like, you know, spread my wings and fly, not be held down.
Yeah, actually, now that you say that, I kissed another guy, and then I broke up with the other one, like, a couple days later. Because I was like, oh, I really don't like him if I'm doing this. This is stupid.
For real. Oh, that's so cute. You guys have cute ones.
We have cute cheat stories. Yeah,
they are.
I've never slept with anyone cheating or that's like a big no. Like if you don't want to be with someone, don't.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. My parents split up because my dad had an affair and that like really messed me up.
Same.
Yeah. So he didn't unpack my daddy issues. So that happened. But then I'm not even kidding you. Every boyfriend I've ever had has cheated on me. People are like, why are you single? I'm like, well, how much time do you have?
Oh, my God. Aww.
Yeah, I feel like we need a more upbeat topic now.
Yeah.
No, somebody talk about
but
something.
I like it. Because we're getting to know you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting to know you both more than I've ever before.
I know, which is why I love this. It's like starting to feel like a little therapy session on Tuesdays.
That's what the podcasts are. People make it so complicated. It's just sit there and talk about your life. Who cares? Because there's somebody else that's going through the same exact thing that we're going through.
And I feel like everyone has a cheat story of some kind, whichever role you played.
Juicy ones, not so juicy. They're always good. I love hearing cheat stories. I listen to it, I compute it, put it in the back of my head, keep my eye open to see if motherfuckers are doing it to me, which has happened many times.
But I feel like a lot of the times, like even when they do it and you're like, oh no way, and then you're like, oh my gosh, they did. You know what I mean?
I feel like you always know. I always know.
Yeah,
I always
know.
Like, there's always a time, there's like a text message, there's the way something's worded that I'm like, something's up, and then I'm always right. My intuition is always spot on with that, which is like, ugh. The feeling you get in your gut when you find that out is like the worst thing in the world. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But how old are you?
28. About to be 29.
Yeah. Sometimes girl. I thought they were cheating, and then I'd be like, Inspector Gadget. And then it's like, oh, I guess like my last relationship before Sam, I always thought he was cheating because of the way that we started dating. He was just like always wanted to be like a playboy, you know, like, but that was like what initially attracted me to him. And I'm like, ooh, can I tame him and tie him down? And I did. But then I was like, well, what if he's going out with the boys? But like mean, that was not
good. Another chick. How you find him is how you lose him. That's what I always believe. So if you found him like he was a playboy, he's going to be a playboy still. It's hard to change him. Or even a girl. I'm not even saying guys only. Girls, we bad, just like guys.
Totally. No, I have friends that are like that, I'm like, whoa, okay. It's just like one after the other.
Mm-mm.
No worries. But whatever, to each their own. Some people that's, like, I think it's interesting nowadays, so many people that, like, don't want to have kids, they just want to live life and do their thing. It's not in their plan.
Which is something that I, like, have tossed around in my head, like, am I okay with that? Like, if that doesn't happen to me, like, if I don't, like,
not having kids,
you know, yeah, if I don't, like, get married, maybe I, like, meet someone and I just have, like, a partner for my life.
Yeah.
Or, like, am I fine not having kids? Because people that I talk to are like, yeah, we're not going to have them. And it's, like, it's fine.
I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can wrap my head around it because I feel like it's one of those things that's embedded in you for your entire life. Your entire life, you're told this is what you're going to do. You're going to grow up, you're going to get married, and you're going to have kids. And it's like, well, maybe that's not the best thing, but it's so hard to like break that mold in your head. Like, is that really what I want? I think it is really what I want, but
you'll have it. But you're in your 20s. I don't think in my 20s, as many relationships I was in, I don't think like, cause you, I know you want to be in a relationship, but
yeah, I'm kind of at that point.
In the 20s, like it's like, you're not going to find a guy unless he's in his 50s. Shout out to all the sexy 50-year-olds. But like in your 20s, you're not gonna find a guy that really wants to settle down. It's rare, unless you were with that motherfucker since you were in high school. You're not going to find one. And I'm not trying to say not, I don't want to be so negative, but it's almost like enjoy your 20s and even your 30s, mid-30s, and get your heart broken, because then you'll know exactly when you get the right one in front of you. At least I'm speaking from my experience. I'm knocking on 40 and finally God decided to drop, and I'm not saying in a sarcastic way, God, but you know, you finally decided to drop a great guy in front of me, but I would have never known. And I told him, I said, I don't think I would have appreciated you in my 20s or in my early 30s because I would have cheated on him. I was with great guys. And I cheated on each and every one of them because I thought I was hot shit.
Dang.
I did people dirty.
Dang.
And I got done dirty. So like in my 20s, all the dirt that I did in my 30s came back to me. And now when I'm about to be knocking on 40, I'm happy.
That makes me so happy that you're happy.
Yeah. So enjoy
it. I am enjoying it. I am enjoying it. I just like sometimes get a little bit freaked out. Like mostly because I want to be able to have kids. And like, I know everyone in our generation is having kids later and later, but everyone's like, you're so young, you're so young. And I'm always like, okay, well, say I meet someone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it's perfect. And a year
later,
you could
be knocked up with a kid in another year.
No, but like, okay, let's just say this happens. If I meet someone tomorrow, and in 1 year I am so absolutely certain there's not a shred of doubt in my body, and he feels the exact same way, and I get engaged 1 year from tomorrow, that means that I'm not engaged until or getting married at least 2 years from tomorrow, not having a baby at least like 3 years from tomorrow. And then at that point, I'm like, oh, I'm 32. And I know that this sounds ridiculous. People are like, stop trying to like give yourself a timeline. But also, like, I am very nervous about not being able to have kids. Like, I have had so many friends recently who are married, who are trying, who've had miscarriages. And like, that just makes me so nervous. One of my friends actually just froze her eggs. And I was like, if we had good benefits and I could do that, I would absolutely do it.
It's called an endorsement. Hello?
But what? Okay. So what happens though when you freeze your eggs? When you want to have a baby, do they like
thaw it out?
They like in vitro you, I think, with your own eggs.
Isn't that like 15 grand though?
It's probably expensive. But if it comes to a point where I'm like 36 and I can't have kids, like if I'm not like producing eggs and I want to have a baby, I'm willing to pay whatever it costs.
Is it still a high risk even if you like
in vitro?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I would assume. I know that there's, they do say that there's not a ton of research to support all of the egg freezing that they've been doing.
Gotcha.
But I feel like as a backup,
about that,
I'm a big planner. I want to make sure there's a plan.
Yeah.
Girl, no. Go with the seed. Just pray. I say pray on it or make an affirmation.
I'm going to make an affirmation. I know,
but no rush.
It's like I said the last time or two times ago. I don't want to just be like, I need a boyfriend because I don't need a boyfriend. I'm like a very independent person. Oh my God, you guys, did I tell you?
Or to say thank you. To say thank you for when it's time for me to get the right guy and the baby. Just say thank you for it.
I sound like the most desperate like person for, and then that's not who I am. I just am like hitting a point right now. But wait, can I tell you guys this ridiculous story about what happened to me?
Okay.
Speaking of, I'm so strong and independent. I just moved into my own apartment. So I'm like trying to like, the other day I go grocery shopping. I'm trying to open this glass jar. I might have told Melanie this. I'm trying to open a glass jar and it's stuck so tight. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. And I was, my roommate, my old roommate lives four floors above me with her boyfriend. And I was like, I should just go upstairs and ask Chris to open this for me. And I was like, no, nope, I'm strong. I can do it on my own. I rip this glass jar, get it open. I'm like, yes. I wake up the next morning. I sprained my goddamn wrist. I was like, I'm so strong. No, I need a boyfriend.
Girl, listen, I have no shame in my game to go ask a neighbor, like, can you please open my jaw for me, boom?
I should have, but I didn't.
You never know who, what friends in the apartment when you're asking for it.
There's like nobody in my building yet, though.
Like,
really? For real?
No. I actually was, there was a story on the news about like downtown Brooklyn and how there's like a bunch of high rises that only have like 10% people in the buildings.
Yeah, they like can't fill them fast enough. They offered me 4 months free on a 2 year lease to move into this place. So I was like, sign me up.
That's crazy.
I would have said, give me a year. Because bitch, you ain't got nobody in here. So you need me.
I wish, but
I'll pay taxes.
That was the best deal I saw. Most people are only offering a 1 month off on a 1 year lease. And I was like, I will take two every year. As soon as that's up, I won't be able to afford to live there. So I'll be moving in 2 years. But I got a steal.
Damn.
Well, no. I got an interview coming up in a little bit later.
Who do you got?
It's Jeanette Claudette. She's a Dominican artist who does R&B. She's from Washington Heights here in the city and is signed to Republic. Was that the label you worked with? No, what label you worked with?
Epic.
Oh. Well, and I got a story. Hold on. This is crazy. Well, we might have to put this off the air because this, I'll say it. So yeah, she's coming in. She has a new song called Twisted. And hopefully
got
we'll
me twisted.
Have you heard it?
No, I was singing Keith Sweat.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, wait, you heard it? But yeah, no, I'm excited for her. But no, this is a story I wanted to tell you. I'm here ranting and raving about Tinder. Everybody knows I have Tinder in my life. Am I correct?
Uh-huh. Yes.
On social media, I represent him very well, right?
Yes.
With an emoji over his face. An
emoji over his face, but you know he exists.
Yeah.
He's here. I have him with me all the time. I talk about him all the time. Why is a person who works in this business, not in this office, but in this business, sliding in my DM? Mind you, he met Tinder too. Sliding my DM, keep asking me to go out to dinner with him.
Maybe because he knows what you used to do when you were in your 30s.
You walked
your
into
reputation
that one.
Precedes
in my 20s, my
30s. I'm kidding. Like, that
no,
is dirty.
No, but it was and I don't know how to handle it without being called a bitch.
Well, because then there's always the option.
But do you think he's meaning it like he's
Networking?
Yeah, because no. This has backfired on me when I had an artist come by and he was super flirty with me. And it's hard being a female because there are so many men in, like, artist wise and just like executive, like music promo people or whatever. And so this artist came by. He was flirty, whatever. He left. His promo person texted me and said, "Hi, Curtis." Okay, so then his promo person texts me and says, "Hey," I don't even remember the artist's name, "such and such wants your phone number. Are you cool if I give it to him?" And oh. I was like, "Oh, like, no, that's cool. Like, I kind of have a boyfriend." So I took it as that. And he's
oh,
like,
"No,
no, not like that. He just wanted to, like, keep in touch business wise."
Okay, well, first of all, the promo guy should have said he wants to keep in touch business wise in the first message. Like, yeah. If you say that to a girl, if you're asking a girl, "Hey, so and so wants your number," like, that is only interpreted one way in my mind. Like,
totally. Well,
otherwise,
that's why
make
I took
your
it.
Like,
well, especially when they're like flirting with you when mm-hmm. they come by and it's just like, ah, and then you follow up with a, "Can I get your number? What do you think I'm gonna think?"
Well, because what if you've given it
but
to him?
But then I felt like an idiot.
Yeah. Well, what if you'd given it to him and he texted you and he's like, "Hey, let's go out," and you're like, "I have a boyfriend." He's like, "Well, why did you give me my number?" Like, there's no winning in that
scenario.
But then
I feel like the guy was like, "Get off your high horse, honey." Yeah. Like, you're not that. I was like, oh,
but you
no.
are all that. I think you know when somebody's really trying to, like,
so
that
you
one's
really
kind of
think
great,
he's trying to.
But
yeah.
I know this one. Like, okay. I swear. It's like, the comments that are said, because it was on a DM on my Instagram, mm-hmm. and then it was an email, and then I was like, okay, you know, I'm taking it because we're in the business. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So I gave him my cell phone number.
Dang.
And, you know, because he was like, "Oh, you know," I forgot what he said. I ended up giving my number because I don't want anybody thinking that I'm on a high horse or whatever.
Totally.
So now the text messages are coming in all types of hours.
You got time to cut that out.
And like, asking me some random crazy shit. I wish because I know I have a feeling that the person could be listening and I don't want to put them on blast, but like, if I say the comments, they'll know who they are.
Yeah.
But there's so many people that slide in this business regardless, so if you accuse yourself, then you just put yourself on blast. But but this, like, the comments are crazy. Like, crazy, crazy.
Can you block him? Like, is it like that?
No.
What have you been saying? What have you been saying back?
He'll mix it in between business questions and slick questions.
Ooh, that's dirty.
So what I do is ignore the slick question and I go direct to the business question, and then he'll continue business question because he notices that I'm ignoring it.
Yeah.
But then he'll still slide it in between. And that's what sucks in our field, where you want to be like, "Fuck off. I'm not beat for your shit. I don't need you." But it ultimately, I don't need him, but my office needs him, or my show needs him, or maybe you might need him because we all work together. And they could be like, "Well, I'm not working with anybody in Cumulus," but they'll never say
why
they're doing it. But you know, good damn and well, bitch, you didn't do this or you didn't talk to him. But you just keep it. You have to kind of, like, it's almost like dangle it, but then pull it back. And then I feel guilty doing that because sometimes, I'm not saying that I'm doing it now, but when I was coming up in the business, I feel guilty, like, kind of dangling, because then is it as bad as sleeping with somebody? Like, should I just go full blown, "I'm gonna fuck you, get you out of my face," and then I could keep moving with my career and get whatever the fuck I want?
No way.
I'm not saying that's what I'm doing, but these are things that we in this business as females go through all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's shitty.
It's beyond shitty.
People say things to you and you just got to take it in stride. You're like, "Ha ha, oh shit."
Yeah. And they all like, "Oh, you have the Me Too movement." No, bitch. That Me Too movement doesn't work for everyone. I hate when, like, and I applaud and I love the Me Too movement, but is it really active? Like, does that really work for you, for me, for you?
I feel like it's definitely changing the conversation and people are actually talking about it. So I feel like there's a lot of men that are more aware of, before I feel like it was like, "Oh yeah, like, I didn't mean it like that." And they would just say whatever they wanted to. I feel like it's making people more aware of what they're saying and like, "Well, yeah, maybe I shouldn't say that because that's kind of like an asshole thing to say."
Yeah.
But I think those are people that maybe are cool with you and they think about it. But for me as a person who I had to go to the extreme, I think I told you guys how I sued a hotel before.
Yeah, you like briefly mentioned that. Yeah.
So I had to go through the Me Too movement, and I don't see it if you, because companies are not even Cumulus. I love Cumulus. I'm not saying it in a bad way, but we all know at any company, they're not there to protect you. They're there to protect themselves, because you can't sue the person that is harassing you. They have no money. They, you know, you could probably try to get them in jail, but it might not work. So what do? And I learned this from my lawyer when I went through myself. You can't sue that person. You have to sue the company that you work for, because they're the ones that you could get something out of it. And they're the ones that will have to be forced to fire that person. So I had to go through. I worked at this hotel. This manager of mine would tell me, I can't wait. I want to suck your tits. I want to push you. Oh, my God. Like, this is stuff. And I have it all on tape. He was like, I want to lay you out on this table and I want to fuck you. He would do this. And at the same time, when I said no to him, he would sit there and write a complaint about me to our manager, because he was like the shift manager, not the manager. And I got one of the other desk guys told me, he was like, he's setting you up to get fired. But he didn't know what he was saying to me in the office. I told my ex-boyfriend's father at that time, this was like years ago, over 15, almost 20 years from ago. He said, you have to record him. At that time, it wasn't illegal, you know, because it's my word against him. He could have been like, she's lying. She found out that I'm trying to fire her. This is all my write-ups. And I could have gotten fired making an accusation. They're going to protect him. They're not going to protect me. Mm-hmm. So his father was like, you have to record him saying it, but you can't egg him on. It has to be a natural conversation. And I was like, for real? He was like, yeah, because he goes, this is the only way that you could protect yourself with work. And I'm a young chick at this time. I'm probably like 23, 24. I put the tape recorder in my breasts, big as they are. Sorry, you can see my bra. As big as they are, I can hide anything in there. You can't see it. Cell phone, whatever. So I put the tape recorder in there, and he had called me into his office without skipping a beat. He said, oh, you know, I have you in this office because I think he says, I need you to cover somebody's shift. He goes, hopefully I could be here because I want to put you on the table and fuck you. Like, oh, that was clear as day. He said it. And I just sat there and I was like, huh? I was like, yeah, whatever. And I just, like, in the tape, you'll hear me saying, whatever. And at that time, I was thinking, like, if I play, you know, like, if I'd be like, haha, you're so funny. Yeah, we could do that. I could get in trouble.
Yeah.
Even though I've never said it. But, like, I had to be careful of what I said. But I could never engage in the part of acceptance or in making him say that stuff. And this is before we had, like, the editors. This was a tape recorder. Little cassette and everything. So and he said it, like, maybe 5, 6, 7 times in our conversation.
What a pain.
That next day, I played it. I didn't play it for my ex-boyfriend at that time, because if I would have played it for him, he probably would have went back over there and choked them. So I played it for his father, and his father was like, okay, go see this lawyer. So I went to the lawyer, and he was like, okay, we got a case, and we settled. I didn't want to go to therapy because of it, but my point with the story was, it's like, we all have a Me Too story, but we have to go to the extreme to record ourselves for people to believe us. Because I don't think that these, if it's not a Bill Cosby, or it's not a, what's this guy?
Harvey
Weinstein. They brush us under the rug and they'll just keep moving. It has to be somebody that's big. And that's why I get mad sometimes at the Me Too movement, because you guys are like, oh yeah, we're here for you. But there was a time when before I came here, I wanted to do, I had another one, because I have big tits, people. I'm sorry, breasts. That's the proper terms. I get dealt with this all the time. And I went to a lawyer. What's that lady that gets all the video vixen bitches? No disrespect, girls. I mean, in a good way. What's that lady? Her daughter's taking cases as well.
I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever, the lawyer, you guys know it. You'll probably be yelling at the podcast at this. I called her office. They were like, oh no, we can't take this case. Sorry. You don't have enough. I'm like, girl, out of all peoples that you have, I know when you have a case, they didn't want to take it. And it makes me mad because they only take big cases like Harvey Weinstein and those. And I just feel like there's so many women that probably are going through the same extreme as I did, are not getting the light. And the Me Too movement is like, oh yeah, we're here for you, but you're not. That's my personal argument.
Yeah, and I think everyone has a different personal experience. Like what you just said, like that is crazy.
Like the Me Too, I just feel like if you're going to do that, do it for everybody. Somebody reaches out to you, of course, investigate first, but investigate every story. Don't just be like, oh, I can't take this. I can't do this. You're a lawyer that's saying, oh, we got to stand up for every girl. But yet you're not. You're only taking whoever has a paycheck for you or whoever has a camera in front of you. Stop, broad. Stop. I wish I could remember her name.
Dang.
I forgot her name.
It is crazy, like, how it was literally like every day there was someone new.
Hell yeah.
The one that got me the most was Matt Lauer. I was like, what?
Yo.
And everyone knows where they were when they got that news notification. Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like, yo, Matt Lauer?
I know, but then you like go back and you watch some of the tapes and you're like, oh, bad dude.
Hell yeah. But I don't want to believe what's this guy from Extra?
On tape with Trump?
No. I don't know that one. He used to be on 106 in Park. AJ, when some girl came out of left field accusing AJ of something, I've been around that man several times, and he's never been disrespectful at all. He keeps the business all the time. So I was super surprised with that one. I'm not saying that he was found guilty, because that's not what it is. But with the accusations at the same time, like I said, investigate everybody, because not everybody's saying the truth. But I was surprised with that one. AJ was super surprising for me, just like Matt Lauer. But we could go on and on. I have an interview to do, everybody. I thought today's podcast was absolutely divine. Just to my own
I
humor.
Love you.
I loved it. You guys opened up a lot today.
Yeah.
Melanie, you especially. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Struggle.
Are you okay?
She's probably like, babe, don't listen to this podcast today.
No, this is why we're not posting about it on Facebook.
No, we're going to do it on everything. We got to let everybody see. This is who we are.
I don't know how I feel about my mom knowing that I cheated on my college boyfriend, but whatever.
Oh, shit. I just kissed this mic. Ugh.
Oh, microphones are the nastiest thing. We're with them all day long, but you don't want to get your mouth too close to that thing. You don't know where it's been.
But all right, now that we got to go.
What's our
affirmation? Everybody's affirmation. Go.
You go.
No, I went first last time.
Oh, I don't know. Do I have one? My affirmation is... thank you for letting me get enough sleep this week and staying healthy, because I've been really busy. I haven't been sleeping a lot, and I really don't want to get sick because I'm going to be really busy for the next couple weeks. That's a really stupid one, but I am very...
I
seriously, you guys, I was out every night last week till at least 9:30. This Sunday, I woke up, I went to the grocery store. I did not get off the couch for literally like 18 hours. And I still woke up and felt like shit yesterday. That was how I was just run ragged.
You're supposed to rest.
I'm so thankful for all the sleep that I'm going to get this weekend. Now somebody else go. Mine was stupid.
Melanie?
Wait, no, do you start off with I'm so thankful?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm so thankful for getting through all of my wedding planning and making everyone happy. And yes, that's all. And for great weather on my wedding day.
Yes.
That's got to be one every day until then.
I'd be like, thank you, God, for the beautiful
sunny, beautiful 75-degree weather day.
No humidity.
Yeah, no humidity in your hair. Okay, so I'm thankful and grateful, of course, yes, Lord, for my $200,000...
Radio contract.
My $300,000 TV contract, travel show. I would like it on Vice, but I am thankful because I get to travel the world with Tinder as my producer on Vice. Having fun. I'm thankful for the 20 pounds that I'm going to lose for the TV show. And not that I need to. I just
you
prefer.
Don't. You
I know.
Great.
I prefer. I like it a little snatched, a little bit more.
I'm thankful that I get to hang out at Loka's $1 million house.
Yes! I'm thankful for my new house. And I'm thankful for my 5-share on the radio. We'll explain what that means later. Well, I'm going to get me a 5-share.
I'm almost at a 4.
You for real?
Dang, girl.
Damn, bitch. I am not even nowhere on the... What about you?
Last I heard, it was like a 2.6, maybe. I don't know. I feel like a week. Damn. I don't know. Did I say this the last time, though? We had a huge, we became the most listened to country radio station in America this month.
That's get awesome. Out.
Right?
Yes,
that was huge. I was very excited about that.
You better beat 2.6.
See you next Tuesday.
Adios.
See you next Tuesday. We record on Tuesdays. It gets posted on Wednesdays.